people are literally starving. They have not got access to clean water and food. And so it's really kind of a play on that and to try and publicise that cause.
Jaita Patel is a first-year student here at the University of Nottingham. But over the next few days, she won't be studying inside the library. She'll be camped outside it. She's gone on a 72-hour hunger strike, along with a fellow member of the Palestinian Society.
Basically on the hunger strike because our university, I know it says it's not funding armed companies, but it is heavily involved and is investing with three companies, namely Rolls-Royce, BAE and Kinetics, which fund the arms trade.
You mentioned Rolls-Royce as one of the companies.
Yeah.
The majority of their work isn't to do with military, though.
That of you course, mean. Of course.
So do you not think a university should have a relationship with those kind of multinational companies? It's inevitable, isn't it?
There's no denying that a lot of the researchers and majority is not to do with arms trade. It's just there is that issue that they do, and so perhaps invest in a company which is completely more ethical.
My name is Nidal Hajjaj and I'm studying sociology at the University of Nottingham.
Going on hunger strike is an extreme way of protesting. If you could summarise your feeling about why you felt this was the most appropriate form of action.
Our university receives money from arms companies such as BAE Systems. These arms companies build weapons. We want the university to, in the future, completely divest from arms companies and follow its ethical investment policy, which it has.
My name is Jonathan Ray and I'm a spokesman for the University of Nottingham. The stance that's been adopted by these students on hunger strike, and bear in mind that there are two students here, we have 36,500 students on our campuses, but every view matters. But the argument that they're putting has been put over many years, and the fact of the matter is that these companies are lawfully employed. We are acting within the law. We are bringing engineering innovation, our research and technology know-how to these companies. And how this technology is then applied is a matter for the companies at that stage as they deliver the technology.
So there is no chance that what these students are doing will have any bearing on your ethical policy as a university?
We welcome their right to protest, but I think it's fair to say that because in a globalised world where university innovation and research is increasingly brought to the marketplace, it's a competitive world, it's entirely lawful, it's a very long-standing collaboration, and I think it's most unlikely that university policy in relation to these businesses would change as a result of this protest. But they will be listened to, and they deserve that voice to be heard, certainly.
So are other students on campus getting behind this protest?
The thing is, when you do make a protest normally and you know you put up a poster or something like that, which is what the university obviously wants to do, it doesn't really have the same impact at all. And a hunger strike is definitely going to grab the attention.
I think it's really good because I think student activism really needs to be pushed. This is our university. We make the university. We are the students. And what we want is to have ethical investments. And I think the university should deliver on that.
The hunger strike is set to go on until Friday, but in the meantime, the university has made its position very clear that while it respects the right to protest, it's unlikely to change its policy as a result.